はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Sakura です。
Peter here, and we are back with another lesson. As always, we are brought to you by Air Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, today we have another great lesson. Right, Sakura?
Yes.
Today we are going to introduce survival phrases number 5. Wow, they're really starting to add up, right?
Yes.
Okay, next topic we would like to cover is the
taxi.
Yes. One more time, please.
Taxi.
Yes, and break it down.
Taxi.
Get that out there? English, please.
Taxi.
Yes. Okay, there's a few things we want to cover about taking a taxi in Japan. Because many times if you're moving around late at night, you take the train, then the buses stop, so you have to take a taxi. Chances are pretty good you're going to take a taxi in Japan because they have a ton of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, first rules of taking a taxi. Where can you catch a cab?
You can just stand on the side of the street and raise your hand.
Yes. Now, you can stand on the street and raise your hand, but what we would like to recommend is
taxi 乗り場.
Okay, one more time.
Taxi 乗り場.
Now, the first part of the word
is taxi.
We had that already. Yes. Now the second part is
乗り場.
And one time, break it down, please.
乗り場.
And one time fast.
乗り場.
Now what does this mean?
It means the place where you get on something.
Yes.
Taxi 乗り場.
The place where you get a cab. Okay? And the main place is in front of the station.
Ah,
that's where
yes,
all
yes.
the taxis wait. And a lot of times, I'd be coming home late at night, studying at the library. And I would see a taxi driving along the street. I would, taxi! And he would just go right by.
Ah.
Sometimes, I think your chances are much better. And don't get me wrong, you can catch a cab on the street. But they seem to tend to wait in certain places.
Yes.
And they wait for the customers to come to them rather than scouring the streets and picking up people at random. What do you think?
Yes, it's more a definite way to catch a taxi, I'd say.
Yeah. And like we said, they have a lot of them, so there are a lot of places. Mm. And the main place is in front of the station.
Yes.
Or when as soon as you go out of the station, there will be taxis, a line of taxis, like a big snake. So if you're on the street and you're walking and it seems lost, you try and catch a cab, give it the, you know, the good old whistle. But as we remember, not at night. We don't want to call out the snakes. So you give it the old college try. It doesn't work out. Now you got a few options. And one of these options is asking somebody, where is the taxi?
乗り場.
Yes, the place to catch a cab. So, Sakura, how can we get someone's attention and ask them in the simplest, most easy, informal way, where can I catch a cab?
すいません。タクシー乗り場はどこ?
Very nice. One more time.
すいません。タクシー乗り場はどこ?
Yes. So we have the word. Remember, we have the word. Then we have the magical
wa.
And then
どこ?
The word for where.
Yes.
Okay. Now, speaking of magical wa, maybe we could even make it into
タクシー乗り場は?
Yes. And I think this will get through.
Yes, yes.
And the people will maybe point. And if you ask someone and they actually brought you there, I would not be surprised. Right, Sakura?
Yes.
Okay. So now you're getting to the place to catch a cab. Okay. Job well done. And again, you want to use the word for excuse me, which is
すいません.
To get their attention. So the whole phrase goes
すいません。タクシー乗り場は?
Okay. Very nice, Sakura. So you get someone's attention, they wind up taking you to the place to catch a cab. And then you would say to them, there's three options. And we'll go from the easiest to the most difficult. They take you there, they're ready to leave, and you say to them
どうも.
Yes, one more time.
どうも.
Yes. Or you can say to them
ありがとう.
Yes. Or you can say to them
ありがとうございます.
Okay. And then finally, if you really want to be polite, you can say to them
どうもありがとうございます.
Yes. Okay. Very, very nice. Okay. So now you're at the place to catch a cab. You're waiting for the cab. The cab pulls up. Now, first rule, important rule. don't go for the door.
Right.
Now, this is speaking from personal experience. I don't know why, but in Japan, what happens with the taxis?
They stop and the door just opens.
Yes.
Automatically.
Bingo, that's the word. It's automatic door.
Yes.
And for those of you who forget, you'll learn the first time because you reach for the door and it'll slam your hand. Also, pay attention when you get out. It's just natural instinct to grab it and try and slam it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have, I don't know what, it closes automatically too.
Yes.
So basically, you're waiting, the cab pulls up, and what happens?
The door opens.
Yes. So don't, hands at your side, put them in your pockets, because I know it's going to be too tempting to resist you reaching for the handle. So rule number one, hands in your pockets, wait, then you get in the cab. Once you get in the cab, again, don't reach for the door because
it closes automatically.
Yes, important lessons. Okay, you get in, door closes automatically. Now, before the cab driver gets a chance to ask you, you can use these two syllables, which are?
Made.
Very nice. One more time.
Made.
To get you where you want to go.
Yes.
Now, of course, they need to be combined with something, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's get this word one more time.
Made.
And what does it mean?
To someplace.
So you got to put where you want to go in front.
Yes.
Right? So let's say you're staying at Sakura. Can you give us a very nice hotel in Tokyo? Something Shinjuku-y.
Shinjuku-y, ne?
I don't know if that's real. I just made that up, but it sounds quite nice.
In Shinjuku, there's Keio Plaza.
Ooh, very nice. Okay. So if you're staying at the Keio Plaza and you want to get back to the Keio Plaza, you get in the taxi, don't grab the door, and you say to the taxi driver,
Keio Plaza made.
Yes, very nice. And you could hear the name is almost similar. So I think you can get by saying the English.
Yes.
Keio Plaza made.
Made.
Very nice. Now, this is the most basic way.
Yes.
And it'll get you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
We can spice this up a little by adding,
お願いします.
Yes. One more time.
お願いします.
Remember in survival phrases one, we introduced this.
Yes.
So, okay, let's take it from the top and we're going to have Sakura pronounce the words because we don't want my Japanese getting in there. So let's imagine that Sakura is lost in Japan and she can't speak
okay.
Japanese.
Okay.
So Sakura is walking on the street. She yells for the cab. Cabs just blow by her. So finally, what she does is she decides to ask somebody.
すいません、タクシー乗り場は?
Very nice. Excuse me, where can I catch a cab? Okay, one more time.
すいません、タクシー乗り場は?
Excuse me, where can I catch a cab? So, me being the hospitable Japanese host that I am, I take Sakura to where you can catch a cab. And this is usually in front of a station or some other place where there's a significant amount of people. For example, I noticed someplace in Roppongi, they have a major street or some, and the cabs are lined up. And another thing about this, it's so interesting, is you can't catch a cab from the back of the line. It's not like a capitalist cabby market where you can anybody you want you to get. I figured I'd be savvy and go to the back of the line and say, let me get a cab. And he said to me, go to the front of the line. And this guy was just reading his newspaper. So it's not that cutthroat fighting for customer market where you call a cab in New York, one guy pulls in from the front, one guy reverses to try and get. It's not that competition. It's this gentleman agreement that you catch the cab from the front.
Yes.
Really amazing stuff. Fascinating. Okay, so sidetracked. Give us that expression one more time.
すいません、タクシー乗り場は?
Okay, excuse me. Where's the place to catch a cab? So I take her there.
どうもありがとうございます.
Now she's waiting. Cab pulls up. What don't you do?
Don't touch the door.
Yes. Okay. Door opens. You?
You get in.
And?
You don't reach for the door.
Yes, very nice. Door closes. We want to go to Keio Plaza.
Keio Plaza made.
Yes. Very, very nice. Okay. So we get to Keio Plaza. It's time to settle up the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can clearly see how much you're going to pay. So
yes.
You really don't have to worry about the numbers too much. Okay? Now, there may be a case when you do want a receipt, right?
Yes.
Okay? Can you give us the word for a receipt?
領収書.
And one more time, please.
領収書.
And please break this word down for us.
領収書.
You hold the O and the U in there, right?
Yes.
So can you just give us an exaggerated pronunciation?
領収書.
Yes. Notice how the first part is sho and the last part is sho. That's the difference between the long O, the long vowel, and the short vowel. Listen one more time. Let's get that.
領収書.
Notice that short.
Sho.
Yes. Okay. So you can say just this word, right?
Yes.
Or you can make it polite by saying,
お願いします.
And give us the whole phrase.
領収書お願いします.
Okay, there's one more expression that we want with a taxi.
ここでいい.
Here's fine. Yes, very nice. One more time.
ここでいい.
Very nice. Last time.
ここでいい.
Okay, and give us the syllables.
ここでいい.
Very nice. Okay, and break it down for us. Give us the meanings.
ここ is here.
Uh-huh. And then?
で.
Which marks the place.
Place.
And?
い.
Which is?
Fine.
Yeah. So, here's fine.
Right.
Now we have freedom to get off where we want. And
yes.
We're not under the control of the taxi driver. A lot of times I stay at small, cheap hotels.
Yes.
Very, very cheap. As cheap as they come. And they're always right next to the big hotels. Yes, there are many reasons, but not enough time to get into them. A lot of times when I say the name of the small hotel, the guy doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
So what happens is I wind up saying the name of the big hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, Keio Plaza made onegaishimasu. So while he's taking me, I'm looking for my hotel. When I think that it's okay,
yes.
I say, ここでいい, which slowly is?
ここでいい.
Yes, so it's a great tactic if you don't know the name. Mm. Just get a landmark. Mark it. When you get in the taxi, tell him the landmark on the way.
ここでいい.
He'll stop the cab, pull it over, and you settle up the bill, get your receipt if you want, and then you're off.
Right.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Survival Phrases. We'll be back again, getting you more and more useful phrases to get you through your trip. Okay, that's going to wrap it up.
また明日ね. さよなら.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.